Outsmarting the Crowd, a Value Investor's Guide to Starting, Building, and Keeping a Family Fortune. The Power of Investing. Welcome to Outsmarting the Crowd. I'm Bogumil Baranowski, and I'm here to share with you the secrets of successful investing that I've learned over years of experience in the financial world. Many people believe that investing is a way to get rich overnight, but I'm here to tell you that it's not about quick wins. It's about patience, discipline, and rational thinking. Let's start with a fundamental truth. Investing won't make you rich overnight. It's a journey, not a sprint. The path to building wealth through investing is paved with small, consistent steps taken over time. Think of it like planting a tree. As the Chinese proverb goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. The same applies to investing. It's never too late to start, but the sooner you begin, the more time you give your investments to grow. Now you might be wondering, what exactly should I invest in? Well, that's where the concept of stocks comes in. When you buy a stock, you're essentially buying a piece of a company. You become a partial owner, sharing in its successes and failures. But here's the key. Don't just buy any stock. Be selective. Choose companies you understand, ones with long-term potential, and those led by trustworthy management. The Art of Value Investing. This brings us to the heart of my investing philosophy, value investing. It's an approach championed by legendary investors like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. The core idea is simple yet powerful. Buy stocks when they're undervalued and sell them when they reach or exceed their true worth. But how do you determine if a stock is undervalued? This is where your circle of competence comes into play. Focus on industries and companies you understand. If you're a tech enthusiast, you might have valuable insights into the potential of certain tech stocks. If you're in healthcare, you might better grasp the prospects of pharmaceutical companies. Remember, successful investing isn't about knowing everything. It's about knowing the boundaries of what you understand and sticking within those lines. As Warren Buffett often says, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. Navigating market volatility. Now, let's talk about one of the most challenging aspects of investing, dealing with market volatility. Markets are like trains, they're always moving, sometimes smoothly, sometimes with sudden jerks. The key is not to panic when the ride gets bumpy. In fact, market dips can be golden opportunities. Think of it like buying an umbrella. You don't wait for a rainy day to buy one, you get it when the sun is shining and umbrellas are on sale. Similarly, when the market dips and good stocks become cheaper, that's your chance to buy. But here's a crucial point. Only invest money you don't need in the short term. Your investment horizon should be years, not months. This long-term perspective will help you weather short-term market fluctuations without losing sleep. The psychology of investing. Speaking of sleep, let's dive into the psychology of investing. Emotions are often an investor's worst enemy. Fear can make you sell when prices are low, while greed can tempt you to buy when prices are inflated. The key is to keep your emotions in check and stick to your strategy. One way to do this is by practicing what I call remote investing. This involves three types of remote. One, remote in time. Think long-term, not day-to-day. Two, remote in space. Don't just invest in what's familiar or local. Look for opportunities globally. Three, remote emotionally. Distance yourself from the daily noise of the market. By adopting this remote mindset, you can make more rational decisions and avoid the common pitfalls that trip up many investors. Building and preserving wealth. Now that we've covered the basics of investing, let's talk about building and preserving wealth. It starts with a simple principle: spend less than you earn. This might sound obvious, but it's surprising how many people overlook this fundamental rule. Once you're saving consistently, put that money to work. Let compound interest, what Einstein allegedly called the eighth wonder of the world, work its magic. The earlier you start, the more powerful this effect becomes. But building wealth is only half the battle. Preserving it is equally important. This is where diversification comes in. While it's true that many family fortunes were built on concentrated bets, maintaining wealth often requires a more balanced approach. However, don't diversify just for the sake of it. As the saying goes, put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket carefully. The key is to find the right balance between focus and diversification that works for your specific situation and risk tolerance. The journey continues. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize that investing is a lifelong journey of learning and growth. Every day presents new opportunities to expand your knowledge and refine your strategy. Read widely, stay curious, and never stop learning. Remember, the goal isn't just to make money, it's to build a lasting legacy for yourself and your family. By following the principles we've discussed, patience, discipline, rational thinking, and continuous learning, you'll be well on your way to outsmarting the crowd and achieving your financial goals. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of value investing. I hope these insights serve you well as you embark on or continue your own investing adventure. Remember, it's never too late to start, and with the right approach, you can build the financial future you've always dreamed of. Happy investing!